This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yes, hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a treatment. It is a solvent. It is a lubricant. And what it does do with your weapon is any part of the metal on your gun, you can smear that all over it. Very combat effective. And it's minty fresh. It makes your weapon smell like a York peppermint patty. Go check them out at froglube.com. I do not claim to be, neither. I am not a hunter. But I am interested in it, and I'm interested in the people that do it. And luckily, I do some fill-in work at this little radio station in the upstate of South Carolina called WORD 106.3. And there they have an award-winning show that comes on the weekends from 12 to 2 called Upstate Outdoors. And one of the hosts there, he and I talk on a regular basis. And we have shared some air before when I've been at WORD, but never here. And I've never, for all the times I've been sitting around going, I don't know who to get. It's been right here. So joining me for the first time from Upstate Outdoors in 106.3 WORD is Tommy Springer. Good evening, sir.
Wow, Bill Frady. That was an impressive introduction.
I have I've got a bunch of index cards right in front of me.
Well, hey, I am truly honored and humbled, and I would give you a Ric Flair woo, but I don't want to digitize your equipment. You know what I mean?
I do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
What can I do for you, Mr. Bill?
Let's talk about hunting, because, I'm not a hunter. Now, me and you talk guns from time to time, but I mean, the kind of gun that I run around with most days. I mean, I've never asked you, do you carry a weapon daily?
It's in the truck, Bill. It's always in the truck, but it's not on me all the time because of, believe it or not, work. I work a real job Monday through Friday and, I have to abide by the law, which, seems to be, what only the basket of deplorables are doing now is abide by the law. Okay. It's incredible. But, yeah, I'm always prepared. You know what I mean?
Now, for somebody like me, who I thought long and hard what I would do, because I had some issues with the heart and everything, and now that I'm trying to lose weight and everything, I used to love to hike around in the Blue Ridge Parkway and everything else, and I'm thinking about going back to that. But I used to deliver around the Pisgah National Forest where they had that serial killer that was operating there for a couple of years. So when go out into the woods, I'm going to be mindful of both the four-legged and the two-legged predator. And that's one of the reasons I got the 10-millimeter worked up. But I don't know anything. I'm just thinking an AR-15 going into the woods on a nature walk is just not the right application. So,
well, it's okay by me, Bill.
Do you actually hunt with anything like that? Do you hunt with one of those? Or
it's America, and I think as a law-abiding citizen, you should be able to do that with your reputation and background without any problem. But in reality, look, if you're going to be in the woods, it's sad that we can't go in some places, you know, that's public or national or whatever without going through all these hoops and all this crap. But, you know, Springer's just very fortunate to be able to have access to a lot of different little places. And I always go to the woods. Can I use it, Bill? Locked and loaded.
Okay. Sure. Sure.
During hunting season, I don't know where to go with this, but I'm just going to go with my gut, okay? During hunting season and everything. But when I'm walking around, I'm very fortunate to live in a very, I got a lot of woods around me, and I'm always carrying, and it's usually, in those circumstances, it's just a regular shotgun. Simple pump action. Mossberg, I hope they're one of your sponsors.
No, but I don't have nobody. Nobody that makes shotguns is, so all of them are welcome to be talked about.
Yes, sir. And that's my usual, you know, over my shoulder, going to go walk in the woods, kind of always have it with me. And I just think it's sad that you can't go in some places and not be prepared for what could happen. I'm not going to be throwing. I'm not going to be doing pepper spray. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, in some places nowadays, that's about what you're limited to unless you are bending the rules a little bit. I mean, is that not a travesty or what, Bill?
It is quite the travesty. And One thing that I see video all the time, and like where I live in Easley, right, we are encroaching on the habitat.
Yes, you are.
Yesterday, if you had been at my house yesterday, I know you're a big deer hunter. I had a veritable selection behind my house, but there's only, I mean, the sliver of woods that's left behind my house is barely 70 yards wide. And they're clinging to those woods and still looking, yep. But, you know, they are coming out into what we have claimed to be our habitat. So we are beginning to, and it's been going on for years. I mean, you probably see this too where you live.
I do. I seen them yesterday.
What's the most dangerous thing you've ever had come and check out the Springer household?
Not here, Bill, but you know my roots are in Alabama.
Right.
I mean, that's where I was born and raised, but since I've, you know, I'm around a lot of woods, but in this part of the world, I still have more houses around me than I like.
Right.
But they're scattered. But in Alabama, you know, I mean, if you're walking through the woods and you're just, maybe going catfishing or something in really places that are loaded with, I don't know, wild hog. That was the worst run-in I had with, Bill. I mean, you know, those things, especially when they have little piglets and you walk up on them and you scare everybody and they start running at your feet. And, you know, I mean, the only thing, I mean, AR-15, if I had one, would be cool. But I know what I can do with a really good shotgun and several rounds of double-aught buckshot at close range. And it doesn't really take good eyes. It just takes quick instinct and aim small, miss small. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
and that's
what my SWAT buddy says. He'll get up there when we were zeroing the scope that I've got on my AR. We had silhouettes, but then he took those little like buttons that you get that say Drake Irish or something. You know, the little itty bitty quarter size button, and then he put that on there and he'd say, "That's a target. Aim small, miss small," and then he would just hit it.
But you know, and that's
We're coming up on the break. I'm sorry to have to interrupt.
Yeah. It's okay, Bill.
Upstate Outdoors. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them every Saturday at WORD 106.3 in Greenville, South Carolina. My guest is Tommy Springer. We're going to be right back. More hunting as I educate myself. This is Lock and Load.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to primary weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
On your bolt carrier group, take the paste, cake it on there. when you're out there saying it looks like cottage cheese, don't worry about that too much, because the first time you pull the trigger, it's going to smooth out and liquefy, and then it's going to be rock and roll. Check them out, froglube.com. My guest this hour, because everything that we're talking about, I have no idea what we're talking about, so I'm asking advice while on the air, is from Upstate Outdoors at 1063 WORD in the upstate of South Carolina, Tommy Springer.
Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. Do you ever use lever action rifles? I sort of like those.
Bill, I have used lever action rifles, but I do not have one in my collection. Okay. I know you're shocked. Lever action rifles, great, great utility, and in the right circumstances when you're hunting, perfect. You know, close encounters, I would go with open sights. You know, you're going to be close quarters. Lever action rifles, I've never seen one that could really stretch it out there a whole lot.
Right.
Not the way I shoot anyway.
Right.
You know, and, they're a great weapon. I had one at one time in a .22 and killed, I don't know how many squirrels, probably could load up a couple pickup trucks with them, with a .22. One of the first rifles I had, and I should still have it, but things happen as you're getting older and you're young and dumb and you trade it for something else, okay?
Right.
So, like a fishing rod.
Right.
But they're a great tool. But, you know, if I'm going to be just a simple, plain, regular guy hunting, I just got to go with the bolt action as far as the rifle goes. Caliber, we could discuss this the rest of the night.
Right.
You know, I would stick with .308, .270, and .30-06. That's just my opinion. Okay. And shotgun, 12 gauge, and make sure it's a shotgun that, you know, if you're shooting small game birds or whatever, that it does what it's supposed to do at that distances. If you're shooting bigger things like thunder chickens and white-tailed deer, make sure that it can push those heavy lead loads out there at a good distance, but stay together so they, you give whatever you're shooting a dirt bath. You know what I mean? I don't like looking for critters, and especially after I shot them.
Did you say thunder chickens?
Thunder chicken, yes, sir. That's what's going on right now in South Carolina. You want me to do a little bit for you?
What is a thunder chicken, though, besides the noise they make? What is a thunder chicken?
It's a turkey. It's a wild turkey, Bill. I'm sorry.
I've been seeing those all over the place.
Of course you are in suburbia.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's a 12 gauge shotgun for a thunder chicken, in my opinion. And that's another thing, Bill. You know, you gotta make sure you're pushing enough lead for that big bird and know your distance and know what it'll do at different distances and aim small and miss small.
Right.
And, you know, and the most important thing, whatever gun you use as a hunter, just make sure you're very familiar with it. You know, I hear people all the time say, well, I got this new gun and I'm thinking about getting another gun. You know, get you a gun that does the job. And my favorite gun's a .30-06. It's a Savage. It's a .110. I got it when I was 16 years old. And I killed 100+ white-tailed deer with it. I don't know how many coyotes. Blah blah blah. It's part of me, and the gun is like part of me. Yeah, I had to do a lot of work on it because it was factory made. I had the barrel floated, the trigger worked, and everything. And you know, just be familiar with your weapon, and be familiar with your weapon. One and number two, maybe ought to be in front of one is know your game and know your quarry. I like to shoot things close, Bill, because it's like a personal thing for me. You know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you a question about that. Now, does your partner on the show, Philip Gentry,
I see him.
Does he bow hunt?
Yes, sir. And I bow hunt, too. But I just not get to bow hunt in the right places like I used to. And
right.
I don't have the time. And... and my shoulders. I got a bad shoulder. And, amongst other things. And, but that's irrelevant. But, you know, maybe I could go to a crossbow, but, you know, yeah, he bow hunts. I bow hunt too, but I hadn't killed a deer in a couple, 3 years with a bow for real.
Well, the thing with hunting for me, I just don't think I have the patience. I want to get back out in nature. But the hunting part of it, like I'm thinking is that if I were to prepare to hunt,
yes,
that
yes.
I might afford myself a little bit of stuff, but we're gonna get back in the next segment, I want to start talking about the Roadkill Cafe. This is a big part of the Upstate Outdoors show, Roadkill Cafe. Yeah.
That's why you go hunting, Bill.
to be able to stock Roadkill Cafe, yeah. So I want to talk about that because, you know, if I were to go out and kill an animal, I don't want to waste the animal. I'd like to do something with it and make his death have some sort of meaning because.
But you completely, you know, that's the whole purpose of what I do, Bill. Right. You know, they asked me what my secret is, how I stay so thin at 53. I eat wild stuff and I might should cut off on the beer, and I might even look better. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's not that, you know, after you get to be our age, Tommy, I kind of think we've earned everything we got, you know. So
I agree with you, and Uncle Ted Nugent, he salutes you as well. Good Lord, I hope I'm in as good a shape as he is when I'm that old, okay?
When I was on stage with him, I was stunned at how much energy the guy's got. But when we get back, we're going to be talking about the Upstate Outdoors Roadkill Cafe, among other things. The other thing I'm going to bring up is, of course, since I'm of a defensive slant, I'd like to get your opinion on some other stuff. Upstate Outdoors. You can find that at WORD 106.3. I know that there's podcasts out there of the show on the site, right?
Yes, sir, they are, and they've been revamping the new 1063WRD.com website.
Yeah.
But they've got it. They finally figured it out, and me and both of you can laugh at the same time because you know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Right back.
Woo! Anyway, go to media at the top of the page and click a few times, and you will end up in Upstate Outdoors in the podcast, okay?
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709.
800-615-7709.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. This is the kind of stuff you stick on any part of your weapon that is metal. It's going to treat it. It's going to keep it safe against moisture, and it's going to make it run flawlessly. Check them out at froglube.com. Many moons ago, I used to know how to take care of myself in the woods as long as I was with my army buddies. I knew what to do then. Since I've been out of the military for like a lifetime now, so now as I get ready to re-engage with that, I'm trying to get some good advice, and hence that's why my next guest is with us this evening. He is the host, co-host of the award-winning Upstate Outdoors at 106.3 WORD here in the upstate of South Carolina. And he is Tommy Springer. Hey, when you won the, when you and Philip won that award, did you get a raise?
I'm sorry, Bill. I wish I had a laugh as good as yours for radio right then, okay?
Yeah.
Wow.
I would have thought there'd have been. I would have thought there would have been some Benjamins involved with that. I mean, it's been. I don't know how often they win since the passing of Mr. Castle, but I mean, you know, that had to for everybody there. That had to feel good.
Yes, it felt good, Bill. And the one thing, let me tell you about radio. If you're doing it from my perspective, just make sure you enjoy the show you're doing, and make sure you're at least able to maybe help someone out and maybe teach them how to kill something and grill it. That's the way I look at it.
Which brings us to the Roadkill Cafe. Now, Like I said, I don't know. Now, when you harvest a deer, when you shoot a deer, now, do you prepare that deer? Or, you know, I know that there's a cottage industry now where they have the processing.
Right. I do it myself.
You do it yourself?
I do it myself.
How rare is that getting to be? Because, I mean, I see these processing plants popping up everywhere. I mean, that's becoming like the thing to invest in because it's a growth industry.
It is, Bill, and there's money in it. And I appreciate that industry because it helps a lot of people that maybe live in some kind of concrete jungle war zone where they can't, like, do that kind of stuff in their backyard.
Right.
I do it in my backyard. I've got what I need, you know. I've got what I need. I know what to do, and I've done it all my life. Well, not all my life. Well, since I was, you know, in my, you know, good Lord, 12, 11 years old, I've always been around it, and I do it myself because, you know, you hear all the time about this, that, and the other with the food and everything, and a lot of these processors, 99% of them are excellent, but, you know, you got to pay $75 for that. No, I'm not paying $75 to have a deer that I put all the time in the kill for somebody else to cut it up and give me a package and say, you know, this is what you get. This is what you get. And I mean, you know, maybe I'm old school and you know who I am, Bill, but that's just the way I feel about that.
Well, how much edible food is on a deer? In pounds.
Oh, I get myself, Bill, and then now you got to realize it's all boned out, okay?
Right.
Off 100, okay, let's just round it off. Let's say 140-pound mature whitetail deer. Buck or doe. I get about 60 pounds of edible meat wrapped up and cut into this, that, and the other. Steaks, chops, roast, stew meat, you know, the whole nine yards.
Now,
that's pretty good.
It is pretty good. It sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty excellent. I'm beginning to wonder, maybe I need to be like, if I brought like a six pack, can I come camp out on your back porch? Do you do any hunting for me?
And Bill, let me tell you something. The deer, you know, I'm the deer is great, but I eat a lot of small game too. Rabbits, quail. I don't get to shoot many quail anymore because they're just not around here. They were when I used to first moved here in the upstate of South Carolina where I live, but not no more. That's because too many house cats are roaming around, but I won't go into that.
Hmm.
But that's my opinion and the terrain and everything that's going on in this part of the world. But squirrels, you know, a dove, I eat a lot of dove, and I eat a lot of fish too, Bill. I mean, fish is so easy to catch. I mean, you know, it's simple. It's so simple. It's, as Ted would say, it's stupid. Okay.
Yeah. The fishing is something for another day for me.
Mm-hmm.
I actually need to eat more fish with my diet, but,
it's good. It's better for you, Bill, but the whitetail deer and wild hog too. I hadn't had a wild hog in a while, but I clean my own wild hog. And, it's all about becoming familiar with that. You know, I got background and doing it all my life. And then I worked in the grocery store as a young man and worked in the butcher shop. So that just went hand in hand and learn how to break one down, you know. Break one down and do what I need to do and end up in nice family-sized proportions when I'm done with it.
Right. Which brings me to my next thing, which I've said this to you before. I think of a hunter, the absolute awful deliberateness, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but I mean you get up in the middle of the night and you crawl up in the coldest part of the day. And you coat yourself in deer urine, and you climb up on a stand, and then you wait. And then they come, and then you kill them, and then you can harvest them from there. That kind of skill set would be really valuable in one of those stuff hits the fan situations. Plus, somebody like you, I mean, in a self-defense situation with a, you know, a couple of assets on the ground, putting you up in the deer stand means that you then become a sniper with your weapon that you use to hunt deer with.
Agreed.
So, I mean, I get I'm beginning to have a fine appreciation for the skill set that goes along with hunting, and I'm trying to I got a couple things I got to get out of the way first, and then before long, it ought to be pretty funny.
Well,
the first time I go out.
Here's what I would suggest to you, Bill. Right. Because you're a high impact action kind of guy. Okay.
Right.
I would stick to birds. I would stick to pheasant. I would stick to dove. I would stick to, you know, maybe even squirrels and rabbit, because you're basically moving around and you're basically waiting on multiple targets to come at you. And my friend, I believe you would be just fine with the right weapon with multiple targets. You're done. Okay. Cause I've watched you shoot.
Yeah.
Okay. On video. Okay. I mean, you put a nice shotgun in your hand and you get familiar with that. Oh, it's going to be death. It's going to be death from the ground. That's my opinion. And that way you don't have to go through all that sitting still to kill a deer or sitting still to kill a turkey. You know, with doves and rabbits and squirrels, you can move around a little bit, you know, and kind of walk through the forest and take advantage of Mother Nature. Well, giving you supper, basically, and that's my opinion.
Okay. I appreciate that. We're coming up on the last break of the hour. My guest is Tommy Springer, Upstate Outdoors. When we get back, we're going to talk about a worst-case scenario. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hello,
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is the last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, indeed it does. Check them out, froglube.com. One more time, I'm bringing back my guest, Tommy Springer, from Upstate Outdoors at 1063 WORD in the upstate of South Carolina. When you're out and about hunting, how deep, how remote do you take it?
Not as remote as I would used to because of my surroundings, Bill. The part of upstate South Carolina I lived in, I'm being infringed on from every direction, to be honest.
Yeah. What is the... See, one of the reasons, and I've already said this once in here, some of the weapons, I'm thinking about one of those breakdown lever action rifles, maybe in 44 Magnum, or if I could find one in 10 millimeter, maybe that.
Good.
Simply to carry around with me, if I were to hunt, I'd probably use a shotgun if I were to be hunting.
Yes.
But I would like to have something like that in case I needed it to carry along. And I'd probably carry a sidearm too, and probably just way more than I need to. I say that now because I'm not out humping the trail with all of that stuff banging against me as I hit, as I'm going across.
Yeah, I understand. And everything you said would be perfect, Bill. Perfect. Okay? It's all about being aware. You talk about it on your show, being aware. You're outdoors, man. You better be aware. You could step on a snake. You could have ticks in your crotch. You could have... You just have to be aware. You can step down in a hole, Bill, roll your ankle over, and at my age, that's not a good thing if I'm pretty good ways from the truck or whatever the case may be, the backyard, whatever. That's the kind of things you have to be aware, and be aware of who you can get in touch with and be aware and let people know, like your wife or whatever, where you're going to be at. And then how long are you going to be there in a time frame? And that way, that's the one thing about cell phones that amazed me, I mean, back in the day, we used to go and, heck, Bill, we didn't have no cell phones or nothing. And we was trucking it off in the woods of Alabama. Now, that's a place where you can go and get lost in the forest for a long time. And there are places in Alabama, yeah, thousands of acres. And they're in South Carolina, too, but I'm not familiar with those. But you know what I'm saying.
Well, I guess my question would be, because of the sprawl that is surrounding you slowly and everything else, in South Carolina, just for example, I'm not likely to go very far to go hunting. What's the most dangerous thing I might run into in South Carolina?
A bear.
That sounds pretty
good. A bear.
Yeah.
A bear. Yeah. And bears are not as dangerous as everybody says. You know, if you do stupid things happen to you, like try to get a selfie with one of them or something. But, you know, bears would be what I would think would be the most dangerous.
So trying to pose for a selfie with a bear for my Instagram would not be a good idea.
No, Bill. And that's the thing about it, you know. If you, I mean, if you run across a bear and you're hiking somewhere and, you know, what do you do? Do you, you know, you make a lot of noise is the one thing I can tell you. If you're in bear country and you're not trying to kill one legally on a hunt, just make a lot of noise and bears will get away from you real quick. We're noisy people. Humans are noisy, okay?
Yeah. I have noticed that the DNR says that there are no mountain lions in South Carolina, except for one. And I know there's one in South Carolina, because when I was a route man before I got into radio and I was up at O-Dark 30 taking my stuff to be delivered, one of those guys crossed the road in front of me. And there's a chance, you know, mountain lions have very long tails that.
Yes.
They're not dragging the ground. They're up in the air. They're sort of like one of their, I guess it's for balance. And plus he turned around and looked at me. And that was a mountain lion face peering at me. And I hear all the time about, in California, where these people are going around running the trails as the urban sprawl spreads out. And then they'll get attacked by a mountain lion, and they'll find their legs sticking out from under some sort of buried thatch where the mountain lion has secreted their body. Do you know mountain lions in South Carolina?
Bill, here's what I will tell you. And this is official, okay?
Yeah.
Official, unofficial. I believe what you're telling me. Because it's coming from you as a person, knowing you, you know what you saw. But here's what the DNR will tell you. There's no conclusive evidence. And I'll leave it at that.
Are they like in the Clinton Foundation or something?
No, you know, I don't want to really bash on anybody. DNR does great things, but that's what they will tell you every time. Because we've asked the question on Upstate Outdoors. Unconclusive evidence that there are mountain lions roaming the forest of the upstate and in the, you know, the foothills region of this area, period.
Well, I mean, I know of instances with people that own property on the fringe, like up in Traveler's Rest and everything, where the mountain lion will do selfies on their trail cams that they put around their put around their house, because they'll see sign of it and they're trying to figure out what that is. Because, you know, the DNR says there are none, and then they'll take the picture to the DNR guy.
Yeah.
And he'll be like what you said. That's inconclusive. But,
that's all you're going to get, Bill. And, hey, you know, anybody in those situations, all I can tell you is do what you think you need to do to keep yourself safe. And whatever that predator or creature or whatever may be, if you're locked and loaded like Bill Frady is all the time, all I can tell that mountain lion is good luck to you. Okay? you may be breaking the law, and yeah, but if something's going to eat me in the wild, and I'm walking through the woods or whatever, I don't give a damn what the law says. If something's fixing to eat me and I'm armed and ready for that opportunity, Springer's going to do what he has to do to come home and see his family. Agreed?
I agree. I was about to, the next thing I was going to ask you is, what is the law regarding that? Like, if I'm out on the trail and something and.
You can't shoot a mountain lion. Can't shoot a bear. Unless it's during bear season and you got a tag. Even if he's freaking, you know, you can't do that according to the law. And unless he's basically mauling your arm off of you or something. And you know, you better have scars on your arm is all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you legally wise. I'm just saying if that happens, just, you know, do what you got to do. And, well, you know, I'm going to stop right there, Bill.
Should I maybe carry a shovel with me, too?
I'm sorry, Bill. I'm not going to go. I'm just Springer's an old guy, an old country boy. You know, I'll leave it at that, buddy.
I take that to be a yes.
Yes, yeah. Sir. Man, it's been great talking to you, Bill.
Likewise, I'm sort of wondering why we haven't done this before, but that's okay because we've done it. And Tommy and I talk three times a month. Plus, he works at WORD, and I'm one of the fill-in hosts there at WORD. So
and we love you. We love you, Bill Frady. More Bill Frady as fill-in host on WORD 106.3, and that's unanimous. And I'll leave that where I just left it too.
The most favorite substitute teacher there is. That's me.
Yes, sir.
You can find Tommy and his partner, Philip Gentry, Saturday, 12 to noon, at 1063 WORD. Look that up. It's in the upstate of South Carolina. They have an excellent streaming service, just like Genesis does. They have podcasts, just like Genesis does. And it's a pretty lively setup. And they work with, I presume you're still working with Moneypenny?
Yes, sir, and we're just passionate about what we do. And I'm speaking from my perspective. Everything I talk about comes from the heart and soul. I live it. I do it. I'm part of it. And, you know, the spirit of the wild is just, that's what I've known all my life, and that's just what I do, Bill. Nothing fancy, just pretty simple and common.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you for joining me, sir.
God bless you, Bill. Love your show. God bless America. So talk to you soon.
All right.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge, to the grinder, to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.